Alrighty, folks, I found a video that I asked Millennial Mike to cut up. This video caused a visceral reaction. I got angry. I got mad. Folks, let me say this one more time. If you are watching this video and you have any kids around, turn it off, because I have a very sneaky feeling that I am not going to be able to hold in my anger. And when I get angry, the F-bombs and swearing fly. And I'm going to call out Tom Bilyeu or Bilyeu, because I just think he's missing the point. But Millennial Mike's clipped the video. So let's get into it. Let's see if I'm as irritated today as I was over the weekend.
You know, one of the pleasures of having this opportunity is that I get to see his blood pressure spike. Zubers, of course. And I get to be the cause of it sometimes. So let's jump right in and let's see what he has to say.
Okay, skill acquisition matters a lot.
Yeah.
Getting that leverage matters a lot. We've painted a dark picture about where we're going, but I don't think either of us are afraid. Paranoid, yes, because only the paranoid survive. But
true.
When I say I'm paranoid, what I mean is I'm trying to see the angles.
Yeah.
I'm not taking that it's going to happen easily for granted.
Yeah.
So my channel can be rightly accused of quote unquote doom and gloom, but I'll just blame all of you motherfuckers, because that's all you click on in a headline. But what I hold myself accountable to is every word out of my mouth is something I actually believe.
Mm.
So I believe all the things that I'm saying. I just don't have crippling fear.
Mike, it's not the Crash Bros' fault that they're negative. It's all of your viewers. It's you guys.
I can't believe he said that out loud. I really can't. I mean, think about this. This guy, according to Google, is worth $400 million. His wife created and sold Spanx for a gazillion dollars, I think, to Blackstone or somebody. He owns part of the Atlanta Hawks, I think. And this guy is letting some freaking doomers drive what he puts out there. This is what is wrong with YouTube. This guy's on his way, if not already, a fucking billionaire. And he's letting these freaking doomers drive his behavior. People like this who have done it, who have a recipe, are letting a fucking algorithm drive what they're putting out in the world. That is such shit. I can't believe it. We need to take folks like Tom need to call out these doomers and say, what the fuck are you doing watching negative headlines, living in your mom's basement? Get off your ass and do something. Tom created a private jet company that sold to Berkshire fucking Hathaway when he didn't own any goddamn planes. And he's sitting here letting these fucking doomers drive what he's creating. This is so what is wrong with the world. If you chase fucking clicks, you're going to be negative and doom. If you chase impact, which the name of his fucking channel is Impact Theory, why don't you disregard the 100 people that are going to click on negative stuff and tell what's in your heart? Tom Bilyeu is amazing. I love what he's doing. His quest bars, nutrition. He's a wonderful human being who could, yes, stand in the face of the wind, get less views, but be more impactful. At the end of the day, I have a sporting analogy, and he likes sports. You can either worry about the masses in the parking lot who are drunk and going nowhere fast, or, Tom, you could take the thousands of people in the stand and help them see it's not that fucking hard. It is fucking possible. And go do something with your life. Those are the people he should be worried about, not the masses in the parking lot that are going to do nothing and fucking go nowhere. I don't fucking understand why a fucking billionaire is letting an algorithm drive what he's creating. It is so disappointing. It is so missing the fucking mark. Why the fuck is he chasing an algorithm in AdSense? It is disgusting and disturbing, and I'm disappointed.
Well, I can understand your frustration completely, because especially when somebody like Tom, who has 4.16 million subscribers on YouTube, is to be seen using his influence in one of the worst ways possible, which would be demoralizing people. And it's a very annoying term when people are called influencers. But in reality, when you influence, when you talk to 4 million people and you decide to use your soapbox, your pedestal, to, instead of telling people you absolutely can be successful, look what I did. He went in that video with Cody Sanchez to both talk about how the fact they're self-made millionaires. He made the point over and over and over again in that video. 80% of millionaires inherited no money. Anybody can do it if you work hard. But yet then he goes on there and just openly admits, well, yeah, but you know, the reason that I make these negative titled headline videos and I talk about the doom and gloom is because that's what gets clicks. So it's cognitive dissonance. Which one are you for?
At the end of the day, if Tom put out positive, you can do it, here's how. Just think about this. What if Tom Bilyeu and Impact Theory? I mean, it's so funny that his name is Impact, because again, I think you either chase clicks or impact. That's how I boil down YouTube, clicks or impact. What if instead of Tom's videos, which are all negative, doom and gloom, the world is in, and here's the problem. Here's two steps. If you're creating all these scary headlines and you're getting Ray Dalio, he's getting the best of the best. And as a billionaire or nearly a billionaire, he creates fear in his followers. Dude, Tom, you've got to know this. They're going to do nothing. They're going to roll up in a little ball, close their eyes, and do nothing. You're not helping them. What if instead Tom took his Impact Theory, his platform, and he found people that came from nothing and became millionaires? What if Tom, instead of creating all these negative headlines, just got down in the mud and celebrated people doing the work? Felons who turned their lives around. Section 8 housing that turned their life. Like, let's go celebrate those. And they don't have to be worth $100 million. But if they go from nothing to something, I wish people like Tom, who have this platform, could find out, seek out the people that have actually pivoted their life and celebrate them. Because again, the drunk idiots in the parking lot are going to click on doom and do nothing. We got to worry about the people in the stands that are like, okay, I'm here. I want to change my life. I want to do something. I just need to know it's possible. Everybody thinks their situation is unique. If Tom spent one video a week telling an amazing story of somebody that went from nothing to something, he could fundamentally change a generation. Tom could change a generation instead of letting a goddamn algorithm tell him to create doom and fear, because that's all you motherfuckers watch. That's what he said. You're a billionaire. Why do you give a shit about this? I fucking hate it. It's disappointing.
To go to another sport analogy, which I know you like and I like, and maybe Tom will listen to. You had said something just now in your last little rant about how you just need to know it's possible. You just need to know it can be done. And that reminded me of an extremely interesting story. So you've probably heard this story before about Roger Bannister, an individual who was the first person ever to run the 4-minute mile. And previously, nobody thought a human being could run a 4-minute mile. They thought, oh my God, your heart would explode. It's just not possible. But he set out with a goal to run the 4-minute mile. And he kept trying. And no one in history had ever done it in any competition ever. And he went out there and he broke the record. He ran a 4-minute mile after everyone said it was impossible. And as soon as he did it, within just a few weeks, someone else had done it. And now hundreds, if not thousands of people have broken the 4-minute mile because they were able to get over the mental block. And once they saw somebody else achieve it, they could do it.
I would, you know, again, I'm taking one clip out of a 3-hour interview with somebody I know, I don't know, but I trust, I respect Tom. I love Cody. But that one phrase just told me what is wrong. Tom is creating content and a message that's going to have the masses be afraid. Tom, skip it. You're better than that. You know you're better than that. You have, as Alex Hormozi says, you have undeniable facts to back up that you know it's better than that. You need to be different. You need to push into the algorithm push positivity, push possibilities. Eventually, that tide will turn. If we have a fucking billionaire feeding the algorithm with shit, we're fucked. We're just game over. It's so disappointing.
Well, Mike, I keep trying to have us turn to a slightly more positive note, but you are so pissed at this guy.
Pissed at this phrase. I'm pissed this at friend. He fucking it. This portion, this dude, this lit me up. And so disappointing. And I love Tom, and maybe someday I'll shake his hand and have to apologize for this huge rant, but he's got to be better. The people that have done it need to show the next generations it's possible. If we keep feeding this next generation, the world is over, you're fucked, you can't do anything, the government will take care of you, what do you think's going to happen? I mean, really? Come on. Be better than that, Tom.
In the last 5.5 years, I've bought 27 rental units. I closed on a duplex last week and a fourplex a couple of weeks before that. And over the last 5.5 years that I've been buying real estate, there's been every single reason you can think of not to buy real estate. Every negative headline, every crash, bro, everybody telling me I'm stupid, I'm an idiot. I even see it in my comment sections of all my videos. Oh, high crime rate equals a bad investment. Well, thank you for your brilliant analysis, Mr. Never invested in the state that I invest in, much less the city. I'm sure you know more than me. But the funny thing is that certain people just don't give any attention or credence to negative headlines. I certainly don't, beyond just that cursory, oh, I happen to read a headline as I'm scrolling past something. But if you believe in yourself that you can accomplish something, if you surround yourselves with people who write books like this, and people like Dion and people like the Lumberjack and all of the other millionaires on your channel, like Ty and Adrian and Matt the Mortgage Guy, and the list just goes on and on. You surround yourself with people who are down in the trenches fighting every day, people who are millionaires in real estate 10 times over during the recession, during hard times. You put those people around you. All of that negativity just kind of just turns into noise in the background. And you say to yourself, I'm going to figure out how to do it, which is why it's important to follow a channel like yours and why it's important to not give into the temptation of watching the doom porn.
The end of the day, folks. People have been getting rich for hundreds of years. At the end of the day, the path is pretty simple. Live below your means, create disposable income, buy assets, hold for the long term. It's that simple. You don't have to be scared. You don't have to be frightened. Tom Bilyeu's story is one to be celebrated. His wife's story is one to be celebrated. I mean, if you go back and figure out what Tom's wife did creating Spanx from nothing, what Tom has done, he's a serial entrepreneur. These stories are amazing. These stories are to be celebrated. These stories are to tell you it's possible. And yeah, you may never be as big and you may never create Spanx. You may never do all these amazing things, but you can do something. It is possible. If you are in the stands, I want to celebrate you. I know you're concerned. I know you're risk averse, but you're in the stands. You believe it's possible. If you're a fool in the parking lot, I don't care about you at all because you're always going to be a fool in the parking lot. I want to deal with the people in the stands because they just need a little something. And for most of them, my belief is they just need to know it's possible. Someone like them in their situation has done it. And if Tom from Impact Theory could do one video a week celebrating people from unique situations that have done it and get their story, I think Tom could change a generation. It's right there for him. He's got the platform. He doesn't need the money. Tom could change the next generation if he wanted to.
Well, until then, you're going to just have to stay right here with Michael Zuber and One Rental at a Time, where you can actually get positive feedback and real advice on how to get started investing in real estate. I know that what you have done for me, I would not be at 27 rental units if it wasn't for the fact that I tune in all the time and I've forced myself into being a member of your community and getting on the stage with you and the rest of those millionaires. But you know what? I did the work and I didn't listen to the negativity. Mike, that was the video and the topics of the questions for today. I really appreciate you as always for having me on.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you for letting me share my passion. This one's important. And again, this is no attack on Tom. It's just that mindset, that little clip that just lit me on fire. I think Tom in Impact Theory is amazing. I watch all his stuff clearly. But I think he could I think he can have more impact if he stopped worried about the people in the parking lot. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you.